Today's daf is daf yud. We got to the very last line of Testament base. The Gemara says ve'ibayis ema. So the Gemara is going to suggest another answer as to wanted to know who authored that mishnah. The difference between a neder and a nedava. We said the mishnah back in Testament Aleph told us that nidre yishayim is bad. It's effective though, and nidve ksherim people don't take, but nidve ksherim people take. So ksherim take nidavos, so they don't take nidarm. Wanted to know who the author was, so the Gemara is making another suggestion. Ibai Sema, afilu tema Rabbi Yehuda. We had a machlokas whether it's best to avoid all nidarm, or maybe the best thing to do is to make nidarm, just make sure you fulfill them. So Gemara says it's very possible Rabbi Yehuda authored the Mishnah. And what Rabbi Yehuda, what was his opinion? Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says, better to take a neder and pay it off. So that statement of Rabbi Yehuda is, ki amar Rabbi Yehuda bin nedava, bin neder lo amar. Rabbi Yehuda said, the best thing is to take a nedava and fulfill it. That's the highest form. But he never was suggesting making nedarim to fulfill the nedarim. So Gemara asks, but Hakatani, if you look back at Rabbi Yehuda's actual statement, Hakatani tov mizem mizem noder mekayim. His words are, it's better to take a neder and mekayim. It doesn't say about taking a nedava. And the Gemara answers, no, tani no dev mekayim. What it should really have said was no dev. The best thing is to take a nedava and fulfill it. And Rabbi Yehuda really authored a mishnah, but a neder wouldn't be considered high up there on the list. It'd be considered nidre v'shaim. Okay. Okay, the Gemara now says, now Maishna no der delo. What's the reasoning behind this? Why is Nadav any better than Nether? So why do we say Nadarm is something that we discourage? Delo, Dilma asibat lide takala. It might lead to a takala like we've been discussing. Nadav and Ami Dilma asibat lide takala. That also might lead to a takala that a person is makdish the animal and never ends up bringing it to the base of Mikdash, or he delays bring it. He might violate a takala. So Gemara says, no, Rabbi Yehuda latameh, damar adam mevi kvasasa lazara. This is similar to what we saw by Hillel HaZaken. Rabbi Yehuda also held this way, that a person brings his animal, his keves, to the Azara. He's makdish it. We said not dafka in the Azara, because that's chulun bazar, right outside the Azara. He's makdish it. V'somech aleha, he places his hands on top, he leans on the smicha. V'shochte, then he or the Kohen shechs it. So we see that's, therefore it avoids all takala potential, because he was only makdish it once about to enter into the base of the Mikdash. So, let's see, for a second, let's just look at the Ron here. It's the Ron saying anything. Rabbi Yehuda Latameh says, Damar Diksherin Misa. No, it's a different Ron. Okay, fine. Vayter now. The Gemara says, Tinach Nedava de Karbanos. This all makes sense by Nedava of Karbanos. We said this similar Shaklatar yesterday. But Nedava de Nazir is Ma'ik Lememar. What type of Nedava exists by Nazir? So we said there's a distinction by Karbanos. Neder is an Alai. Nedava is an Alzeh. But what type of Nedava exists by Nazir? It's Ma'ik Lememar. So here too, Rabbi Yehuda Latamei, Ditani, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Chasidim HaRishonim Hayu Misavin Lahavi Karban Chatas. The earlier Chasidim had a great, strong desire to bring a Karban Chatas. Now they didn't have ability to because they weren't violating Averas. How do you bring a Chatas? You can't make a Nedava of a Chatas. You can't make, and if you don't make do an Avera, you can't bring a Chatas. The Fishayin Kadosh Baruch Hu, maybe Takal Ayadehim. And the Sinai Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't bring them to any sin, so they were stuck, and they wanted to bring a chatas. Now, this is very interesting, what type of taiva that is. We'll talk about that in just a second. But Mahayu Osin, what would they do? Omdim umisnadvin nizirus limakum kadeshis chayb karbon chatas limakum. They therefore took upon themselves a nazir, not because they wanted to separate from anything, but simply because they wanted the end of bringing a karbon chatas, which they weren't able to bring unless they took upon themselves a nazirus. So Yehuda said, so that's the nedava. When a person takes it for the good purposes, for good reasons, good intentions, that's the type of nedava of nazira. Similar to what we said earlier, yesterday's off that it's all about good intentions. So let's just look at the Ran for a second here. Yehuda l'tameh, damar d'ksherin mis'avin l'havi karbanos shachova mitokach heim nodim b'nazir. Since they had the proper intentions, they wanted to just bring a chatas, this was their only way of getting a chatas, it's considered a nedava. Let's look at Rashi for a second. Rashi says, "Lefishein Hakadosh Baruch Hu maybe takala idehem, klomer shehem isiareim shel yasu shum chait. Then they're scared to do any avera. For rotin lahavi carbon less kaper lam, lefishein Hakadosh Baruch Hu maybe takala idehem. So I'm not sure what he means by the first part. They're scared to do a sin. I'm not sure. Mahayu osin kadesh is chayvu carbon. Says Rashi, shein mevin carbon chadas elal chait mamish. Okay, in an acher, let's see, for lefishin Hakadosh Baruch Hu, maybe takala idem she'in ban lidei shum takala v'shum chait she's chayv karbon chatas. So the second try, I understand.
I think it should have been a past tense. Domar she'em itarim she'lo asu shum chait udai. Maybe you say that. Maybe they did. They're scared that they did a chait b'shogad they know. and they wanted to ruin the korban, or no?
I'm not sure. Yeah.
I mean, it would have been past tense. It would make sense if it was past tense.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay. Okay. Let's backtrack for a second. What is the reason why the Hasidim Rishon wanted to bring a chatas? What type of taiva is that? Why would one want to lead to bring a chatas? So I didn't see anywhere. I didn't look around at all. But I'm thinking that... I'm looking at the Russia for a second. There's a concept, like Moshe Rabbeinu, for example. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't go to Eretz Yisrael. He was very sad. Because he wasn't able to, the Gemara says, he wasn't able to make the mitzvahs of the Tzulis Baretz. So there's a concept of trying to fulfill as many mitzvahs as possible. So Chatas is also a mitzvah. Now, it's a mitzvah that comes as Idea Vera. And I doubt they had a similar thing to wanting to be making the mitzvah of a Get. Get is also a mitzvah, but Mitzvah, that's saying, so certain things you just can't accomplish unless something bad goes on. This happens to be a mitzvah they can accomplish. There's a way about it. So what's he saying now? They wanted to give him a chatas. So Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to put everyone in position to have that a mitzvah. So they preempted it. That's what Rashi says. They preempted it by making an azirus on themselves to bring to a chatas instead of having a Kadosh Baruch Hu put them in a position of doing an avera. So you look back at Rashi for a second. Let's read that Rashi one more time. The fish ain't a Kadosh Baruch Hu, maybe to call it Yideim. Klomer Shehem Misyareim Shul Yasu Shemche. They're scared to ever do an avera. Rotan Havi carbon, Liskaper Lam, and they wanted to bring a carbon to be Miskaper. The future Ain of Kaj Brochu maybe to call Idem, Mahayosim, what would they do? Kadesh is Chaiva carbon, Shein Mavin carbon Chatas El Achet Mamish, in order they should bring a carbon Chatas, because a Chatas only comes in Achet Mamish, they therefore put themselves in position. I think that's what he's saying.
What I'm saying here is, I think it's what you're saying. It's Plomar Shehemi Tarim Sheloyasu Shum Chet. They're scared that never in their lives they're going to be Chote.
Okay.
So they'll never get a chance to bring Chatas.
But that seems to be the second Pshat of Rashi, though.
So I think it's all one.
He says Inyan Acher, though.
Where?
In the halfway down, a little more than halfway down that Rashi, he says Inyan Acher seems to be giving a different Pshat.
Inyan Acher, the Pshat, Inyan Akash Bachon, the Medi Takala, Ad Yedem, Shem Ba'im, the Shum Takala, the Shum Chet. I think it's all one idea.
Uh-huh.
Because it reads very clear. Klomar Shehem Mityarim Shelo Yasuch Shum Chet. They are scared that they'll never do a Chet. They're Rotzim Davi Korban, and they want to bring a Korban. So, you know, they don't want to spend their whole life without bringing a chata, so that's what they do.
Uh-huh.
I think so, no?
Okay, I'm not sure. I think that's definitely a second pshat. The first pshat, Rashi, might be something different. I don't know. I'm not sure. But I see here, they quote the Chassam Sofer, that's pshat here, that the Chassidim Rishon wanted to be Mekayim all the mitzvahs, so they also wanted to be Mekayim chatas. He quotes the Chassam Sofer that appears in the Tshuva somewhere.
In the Rush, actually, it might be interesting.
That's what the Rush is, yeah?
No, he says something different. He says... It's the first rush.
Shlo yeh karbon neder mehem.
It sounds like it's specific to a karbon because the karbon is a type of levoda, right? So you don't want to do a get. It's not like every mitzvah. You don't want to do a get. You don't want the mitzvah. Those are particular procedures if particular things happen. But a karbon is a type of levoda, so you want to do every type of levoda that's out there.
So that's how you're limiting it to avodas.
Maybe that's what the Rosh is saying.
I guess it ended up being a larger discussion. There are certain types of mitzvahs that are really like bad mitzvahs, whatever that means, like gittin and perhaps mitzora. That also comes into question, let's say, arifas petach hamor. So the mitzvah petach hamor, the firstborn donkey, you're supposed to do pidyon. If you don't want to do pidyon, do arifa. So the machlok is Rambam, they're rivet whether or not arifas petach hamor is considered a mitzvah or not a mitzvah? Is it like hefted? You're losing. Otherwise, you would have given a set to the kohen. That's how it works. But instead, you're breaking the camel's the donkey's back, and the kohen gets nothing. So the rabbi said, "This is being mafted mamon kohen. It's not a mitzvah." And the Rambam calls it, "No, this is a mitzvah also." And I think it's Radbaz there, or maybe it's the Mari Krukos, I don't remember, connects that sugya to the discussion whether gittin is considered a mitzvah or not a mitzvah. It's a negative thing, but it still counts as a mitzvah. So regular roof also that similar thing. But there might be different, no one wants to do Egla Rufa, but once it's happening, the question is, I'm not sure if it'll be considered a Vera, it's being a Kapara at the point, like a Chatas also. Once you bring the Chatas, it serves as a mitzvah. Here, you're making an active decision to do a Rufa, or a Gittin, these are things that might be more on your own, as opposed to a response to something.
Right.
So this becomes an interesting question, I guess, this idea of being Misavin Lahavi Karban Chatas. Okay. But I'm not sure what he means by that. I'm not sure that's saying what you were saying.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's what you mean.
I don't mean shaloi carbon neder mehem. Those are the emails early in the morning. Okay. Fine. So the Gemara says, now back to the Gemara. So this is what Rabbi Yehuda holds, that a nedava is when a person has good intentions for making taking upon himself naziris because he wants to be mekayim all the mitzvahs in the Torah. So then the Gemara quotes a dissenting opinion here of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon Omer, lo nidir b'nazir. They would not make a nether as a nazir. A person wants to bring an ola, you could take a nedava of an ola and bring the ola. If a person wants to bring a shlamim, he could misnadev a shlamim umevi and bring a shlamim. And if a person wants to bring a todah of arba minei lachma, he could be misnadev and a carbon todah in the lelechem along with it umevi. Avav naziris lo hisnad, they would never make a nedava as a nazir. Kadesh lo yikru choten, so no one should ever call them a chote. Shenemar vechaper alav maasher chata al nefesh. And pasuk in Nasa tells us that when the nazir finishes the days of naziris, he brings a kapara the chatas for that which he sinned. So Rabbi Shimon holds it that he's a chote. Rabbi Yehuda held a nazir is not a chote. It's a larger discussion that we're going to get into in a second, whether a nazir and a person takes a nether, a person who takes a tainus, are these people considered chote, or are they considered good for doing what they're doing, separating? So Rabbi Shimon holds, again, it's a chote bringing nazir, and Rabbi Yehuda thinks otherwise. Okay. I'm just looking for a second. In Tosfos, see a bunch of Tosfos I'm hearing. Ah, interesting. If you look at Tosfos, Dibur Maschil, Adam Mevi Kvasaso. It's the third Tosfos in mine. It says, Adam Mevi Kvasaso. A person brings his kaves, really a kibsa should be, a she-goat, or she-sheep maybe, what's that, a lamb, I don't know. I don't know, different, a female sheep of some sort. Medinaka Lashon Akeva Kvasaso, his kibsa, Amad Vishlamim Ayri. Right, the psukim tell us that a shlama has to come from a nekeva. So we're talking about, as opposed to a chatas comes from a zachar, an ola could come from either a zachar and ola, I think that's how it works out. But nekeva, we're talking about a shlamim, says Tosos. So tema, if we're dealing with a shlamim, demai takala shaykh bishlamim. What type of takala is potentially a problem by shlamim? Halo ein me'ila bishlamim. The Gemara me'ila tells us. There's no takala by you. There's no iser me'ila by shlamim. There's no violation of Mi'ila. There's no carbon that one would have to bring, but there is going to be an Isser for getting Hana. The Gemara tells us, if you have a shofar shel shlamim, you shouldn't blow it on shofar. If you do, you're not yotz the mitzvah. It still has an Isser involved. Okay. Fine. So back to the Gemara now. So the Gemara says, after presenting the machlokas of Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, whether or not a nazir is considered a chote or not a chote, the Gemara says, Amar Abai says, Shimon hatzadik, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Lazar hakafar, kulan shita achasen. These three are all of the same opinion here. So what do they hold? That they hold the nazir chote havi, that a person who's a nazir is considered a chote, and that's why the pasuk said above, asher chatal nefesh, he sins. Shimon HaTzadik, Rabbi Shimon HaDamon. We already saw what they said. What do they say? Well, Rabbi Shimon was just here this past Brisa. He held that a Hasidim Rishon would never take upon themselves Naziris. Naziris is considered a Chote. What's Rabbi Shimon HaTzadik? Shimon HaTzadik. He was yesterday's daf where he saw the nice-looking young boy, the nice hair. Fine. Rabbi Lazar HaKafar, Rabbi, who is he? The Sani Rabbi Lazar HaKfar, Rabbi Omer, V'chafer Alav, Me'asher Chatal Nefesh. The Pasuk says, V'chi Be'ez Nefesh Chatazeh. What sin did the Nazir do? Why is he bringing a chatas? El shetzir asmum in hayayin. He had prevented, he caused his tsar to himself of not having any wine. Alo dvarm kal v'chomer. Ma zeh shelo tzir asmum elam in hayayin. All he did was separate from wine. Separating from tumas meis is not a big deal. Separating from cutting hair is not a big deal. But separating from wine, that's some hana. But yet he still killed nikrei chode for just separating from one thing. Hametzar atzmo mikol davar achas v'kam makanam. Person takes upon himself, let's say, a fast. How much more so is he considered a chote? Mikan kol yoshi b'tainis nikrei chote. Anybody who sits in a tainis is considered a chote because he's separating from the enjoyment of this world. V'adein kra. This pasuk b'nazir tamik siv mishum desart shana b'chetu. So this pasuk is referring to. Wait, that's a response now. Let's see. Why? What's the added point there? Let's look around for a second. Let's go to.
No, because it's asking a question. Because the pasuk goes only when it says Kippur Lamech Hadai goes one,
they make
one, doesn't go on every Anazir. It goes on Anazir who became Tameh.
Okay, so Gemara says, Hadin Krav Yenazir Tameh Ksiv. This time Anazir Tameh, not Tameh Anazir in general. Anazir Tahor seemingly would be a not a Chote. This Pasuk is Chote. Gemara says, Bishum Shana Bechetu. It's because he doubled in the Chet. Rashi explains, Mishum Deshana Bechet, the Ran rather, Mishum Deshana Bechet, Shetzi Atma Venitma. He was Mitar himself, number one, from the Yain, and on top of that, he became Tameh. That's why. But the Yisur de Al Nefesh Kadarish, we're making a drush on the extra words Al Nefesh, Di Mechata Tuma Bilchud Kamar, Halil Mechtav Measher Chata, Vesulo. What's the extra Al Nefesh Lamlin? That even a Stam Nazir Tahor would also be considered a Chote. So it comes out of here that these three Tanaim hold that a Nazir and also taking a Tainus upon oneself is considered a Chote. As opposed to Rabbi Huda and others, the Gemara in Tainus talks about this discussion at length about whether a person sitting in Tainus is considered a good thing or a bad thing, whether Nazir is a good thing or a bad thing. There's a big discussion in how we go about our day. You know, if a person wants to do tshuva, is it best for him to sit and do and fast all day? Or is it better for him to learn all day or say tilm all day but not refrain from enjoying this world? It's the two positions, I think we may discuss this in the past, it's Yom Kippur versus Purim. Yom Kippur is separating from everything, and Purim is engaging everything and eating everything, and Purim is to a certain extent a higher level than the Yom Kippur, as the Zohar tells us. So those are two different approaches.
As Tosis points out, these are not all the same, right? Only Rabbi Elazar Kfar holds that Asher Chata on Nefesh is Tzir Atzma. It's not clear there Shimon Tzag or Shimon hold it, because they were just talking about when you become Tameh.
Ah, let's see, where's that Tosos here?
The Ran says that only Shimon HaTzadik spoke about Tameh.
Right, it's unclear about Rabbi Shimon. Tosos thinks Rabbi Shimon is also only talking about Tameh.
Uh-huh. So let's see the Ran inside. Let's see the Ran, and we'll do the Tosos after. The Ran writes, Kulan Beshita Achas, Hein, they're all the same opinion. Miulo Amru Mamish Tavar Echad, not exactly the same. The Shimon HaTzadik Dafka Nazir Tameh, who did Shinik Echote, he only wouldn't eat a Nazir of an Ashim Tameh, we said. But seemingly, but an Ashram Tahari would eat. V'la mishum de mitzar atzmo, el mishum de mitzchari, because the guy regrets it. So slightly different. V'ilu Rabbi Shimon l'Rabbi Elazar, a kafar, afilu nazir tahar, nikre chote, miyukulan shavind ikar chet ben nazir. There's some level of the chet, but again, Shimon HaTzadik was only when the guy was tameh. That shita to Aran. The Toso says, Dibar maskal kulan shita achasein, lav dafka, shere Shimon HaTzadik ein lo chiyach de taima, Eino ella ibn Shimon Tzchartin, like we just said on the Ran. The Kiyagam the Ika Beperek Rabbi Gamliel Kula Sfir Luhu Meimer Kona Kinyan Gamar Rav Yosef. So he doesn't explain everything fleshed out, but let's see. Okay, but it's Lav Dafka. So certainly Shimon Tzadik, they both agree, is it all about Charata? Now we have this all oftentimes. Like he Toz just quoted the Gemara in Yivamos. There's also a Gemara in Sukkah as well. The first parak of Sukkah talks about Kulam Shita Achas. Everyone holds Dir Sarai. They quote like seven opinions hold Dir Sarai by Sukkah, but they're all slightly different in how to define Dir Sarai. But the Gemara does do this. They lump them together if they're somewhat similar. Okay. Now the new Mishnah tells us, Ha'omer l'chaveiro, Koneim, Koneach, Kones, Harei Elu Kinuim. So going back now to Kinuim, we've been introduced to the concept of Kinuim. We haven't discussed any examples yet, other than the Ran telling us. So these are examples of Kinuim. Again, Koneim, Koneach, Kones, Harei Elu Kinuim, Lukarbon. And then, Cherech, I'm not sure how to pronounce these words. Cherif, Harei Elu Kinuim, Lecherem. Nazik, Naziach, Peziach, Harei Elu Kinuim, Lenezirus. And Shusa Shkuka Noder Bimohi Hare Ilu Kinuim the Shvir. So we have four categories of Kinuim by Neder, by Karban, by Cherem, by Naziris, and by Shvur. So the Ran already introduced this concept to us about Kinuim. He told us about this machlokas we're about to see, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Let's just look in the Ran for just a moment, it's a little bit of background here. The Ran says, Hare Ilu Kinuim le Cherem, who begalil, up in the Galil in Eretz Yisrael, afilu bestam, aser. This machlokas Gemara and Erechin talks about whether stam cherem is for kohanim. Stam cherem for kohanim is mutter. And if you articulate cherem le kohanim, it's not going to be hektish. And if you say cherem le shemayim, that will be considered hektish. The debate is when a person just says stam cherem, is that stam going to be le kohanim and mutter le hediot, or it's going to be stam le hashemayim and would be aser? So he tells in the Galil, where they were not familiar with Cherem Kohanim, I guess not many Kohanim lived among them, so when they said Stam Cherem, it meant Hekdesh. But if Yehuda, dafka b'mefarish chayim shal bedek habayis, only if you articulate bedek habayis. But a stam in Yehuda would be chayim kohanim, would not be usher because I guess they lived amongst kohanim, and it would be more common to say chayim for the kohanim. Okay. And now just in terms of the next run, the run says neder b'mohi, that's a strange lashem, harei ilu kinuim l'shvuya. So the run explains b'mohi kinuim l'moshe. Okay, it's a nickname for Moshe. B'shvuas Moshe k'dichsiv v'yol Moshe. It talks about Yisro. He made an agreement with Yisro. V'hachi isa b'yushalmi. So that's a Mohi. Mohi is a kinoi nickname for Moshe Benu. V'haid dekamer neder b'mohi v'lo kamer shvusa shukuka b'mohi afarish b'gemar. The Gemara is going to explain this. That's somewhat of a pshat of what Mohi means in the Mishnah. Okay, the Gemara now says the machlokas itmar. Kinuyim, machlokas about kinuyim, these nicknames, these slang terms. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Lashon Umasein. This is the languages of the world. And Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Amar Lashon Shebadu Lehem Chachamim Lios No Derba. This was a whole database, as we've been saying, that the Chachamim created. These words can be code words for Nidarim and Karbanos and stuff, but they're not actual words used by other nations. The chen who omer, so too the pasuk says, "Bechodesh asher badu milibo." Pasuk is found in Malachim, the month that he bada, that he'll what I think a lashon of articulate. How do they say badu? We don't have Harry here today. How do they define the word badu? Chiddush, So something new. So the Reish Lakish held that Lashon Shebadu Chachamim, that they created this whole new database of words, so as we find in the pasuk, Bada means to be mechadish from the lev. Okay. I'm just looking around here as we go on from the Rashi and the Ran here. Okay. That's the Ran says by the Shechad Shem Libam. Okay, let's go a little further now. The Gemara says, now time am I, takini rabbanon kinuim. What was the reason why the rabbanon created such kinuim? The lo lema carbon, so they shouldn't say carbon. So what's wrong with saying carbon? Well, why if they say this is like a carbon, what's the big deal? Lema carbon. So the Gemara says dilma amar carbon lashem. They might say carbon lashem. Okay, so what's the big deal? Lema carbon lashem. Dilma amar lashem lo amar carbon. There's a concern that they might just say Lashem, the second part of the statement, and not the first part, and just saying Lashem in vain. And that would be the concern. It says the round, the bottom round here, Duma Amar Lashem, Lola Amar Karban, Mishim Hachi, for this reason, Tiknu Konem, Kiecha Dilema Konem Bilchud. This way you just say Konem. Dila Amar Karban, if you were accustomed to saying Karban, Amar Deila Amar Karban Amar Lashem Klishin Dekra. You're going to end up saying Karban Lashem, like it's found in the pasuk. And if you start saying Karban Lashem, you're eventually going to say just Lashem without the Karban. Ubecharamim. What about Charamim? What's the concern by Charamim? Nam Miafagav the Yehuda Lo Sagi LeBecherim Melchud Shistam Charamim Yehuda Einam LeVedek Abayis Miu Im Amar Cherim Hu Amar Lashem Kedechsiv. The pasuk also says Cherim Lashem. That also might lead you to say Lashem. Came into love, listen to Krahu. It's not the pasuk. Lo have Amar Lashem Elul Bedek Abayis. You're not going to end up saying Lashem. You end up saying Cherich because this question is as follows: when it comes to Cherim, you always have to say something else. You have to say Cherim Lashem. You have to say Cherim Lekohanim. You have to qualify what you're saying. So by carbon, you don't have to say it. By simply saying carbon or konim, that's enough. So how by using a slang term for Cherim is going to work? You still have to define what the Cherim it is. So you end up saying, no, still, you won't say Cherim Lashem, but you'll say Cherich Lashem, Cherich Lekohanim. And for that reason, you could use these slang terms as well.
So according to this, it's not only that the person who says this has a chiyuv, is that the Chachamim are kind of encouraging that people should only say these words.
Correct, they should only be saying these words. According to Reish Lakish, at least.
Right.
Okay. I'm just looking around here. Okay. Now the Gemara says in the bottom here, going on to Amr Beis, V'tanya Rabbi Shimon Omer, Minayin Shlo Yomer Adam Lashem Ola, Lashem Mincha, Lashem Toda, Lashem Shlomim. How do we know a person shouldn't say the Shem Hashem before what he's referring to? Says the Gemara, Tamal Omer, Karban Lashem. It says Karban Lashem. Always precede the word Lashem with what you're referring to. Right, because the reason is, you see, look at the top Rashi. Rashi explains, "Minayin shelo yomar Adam Lashem Ola Lashem and Tzalar Dilma Amar Lashem V'lo Amar LeDibor Zeh." You're not going to finish the statement. De lo amar carbon, the kamapik shem shemaim levatala, ela lechachila by the meimar ola v'hadil Hashem. Always go in that order. But that's midarai, so you start saying ola Hashem. The Chama felt that even that's going to be an issue, you might just end up saying the second half, Lashem. You say, this is Lashem, 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 and that's going to be Shem Shemayim Levatala. So for that reason, they thought it was very important to create these kinuyim, which would not lead someone to just say Hashem on its own. Okay, the Gemara says now, Ma zeh shelo nitzkav el haskir Shem Shemayim al karbon, amu Torah karbon Lashem. It's a kav chomer. So Mazesh Shalon is Kavin Elala Haskishem Shemaim Al Karban. This person had good intention, yet still Amar Torah Karban Lashem. You should still, even though he was doing not Lashem Shemaim Levatala, it was really Lashem Shemaim. And but it said still say Karban first, lest you say Levatala. So Al Levatala Achas Kam Makama. When a person is saying Levatala for no reason, certainly we should be careful not to use Lashem. So what's Levatala we're referring to here? Just tell me, Stam, not our case, just Stam saying Levatala. That when a person's, I guess it's just a general statement, that a person, the Sukkim take it so seriously when he's doing the proper thing, L'shem Shemayim, he should still say Karban before L'shem. So how much more so is it so bad when a person says Shem Hashem Levatala? To be so careful about how bad it is, not to say Shem Hashem for no reason. Okay. Gemara now says, Lema Kitanai, maybe this discussion about Kinuyim, the Machlokis Reish Lakish Yochan, is like a Kitanai, maybe like a Machlokis Tanai. Beishami omrim kinuyim kinuyim asurim, ubeishil omrim kinuy kinuyim mutarim. That nicknames of nicknames. So what does that mean? So the Rashi says here, kinuy kinuyim asurim, sheim neder be kinuy kinuyim, de kasavar kinuyim de tanan mibasisin lashin umosim, umushim hachi im kina belashin acher mani lashin umos, kashiv nami neder ve asur. So, if the first stage of kinuim is the lashon umos ha'olam, what's a kinuy kinuim? I'm not getting that from him. Let's see. Let's read a little further then in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, "What's machlokes here? My la mandam are kinuy kinuim asurim kesaver kinuim lashon umos hein. Well, mandam are mutarim kesaver lashon shibadulim chachamim. I guess that's the point. That what is there such a concept as second tier of kinuim? The first tier kinuyim are lashon umos olam, they're words that already exist in this world. So then you could have the concept of kinuyim making slang on other languages, on English. But you think even the first tier is a chiddush, lashon shabbat chachamim, then there couldn't be another concept of a second tier of a chiddush, a new language on top of an already created slang. Right? No?
Right, kinuyim has certain, he holds lashon umos.
Right, because if you hold that the first tier is lashon umos olam,
right, slang.
Then you could, well, that's not slang. That's another language. That's English. Let's say right, that right. Exists.
Then you can.
You
can in asurin is
meaning there. You can make a nether. The chum can add another level,
it is,
it will be chal. Nether will exist. If you hold that, no, the first tier was slang. That's that was the chum created the first level of nidarim. They wouldn't create another level of words to add onto the first level of words. So that's what the Gemara thinks initially the Machlokas based Hillel Beishamai is, and it's really Talai on the Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Or really, they came first, of course. That's the point, that maybe Beishamai and Beishillel argue this very point, that they later argued about Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. And the Gemara says, no, not true. They both agree that it means the other languages of the world, like Rabbi Yochanan. And these second tier words are also, it's part of their slang. They have, you know, there's the modern day dictionary, or I should really say that, it's called the Webster dictionary, and then there's the dictionary of the urban life, or whatever, the slang. So that's also part of the languages that they would speak. And then, Beis Hillel, Savri, Hani, Lo, Mishtai, Umos. No, these are words that people in the streets use, but they're not part of the actual language. They never made it into the dictionary, so they're not considered. But everyone agrees, Lashon Umos Olam, according to this first pshat. I'm just looking around in the round for a moment, nothing really doing here. So then the Gemara says, Ibai Sema, another suggestion is that Beishame Savri Gazunin Kinuy Kinuyim Mishum Kinuyim, Beishel Savri Lo Gazunin Kinuy Kinuyim Mishum Kinuyim. No, it's an issue of Gezeras. It's a whole issue of can you be Gozer. So the Gemara doesn't really flesh this out, but I would imagine the same, even this Ibai Sema, I mean, what's Ibai Sema saying? Does it have anything to do? It sounds like the way it's presenting it. Has nothing to do with Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. No matter how you paskin, whether it's Lashon Shabbat Chachamim or Umos Olam, either way, the question is whether you could be gozer on that opinion. So I would think that if you hold the Rabbi Shlakish, that's about Lashon Shabbat the Chachamim, and the reason why it's a Gezerah, so then I would think even Beis Shammai should say you can't make a Gezerah. It's an issue of Ein goes in Gezerah ala Gezerah. So it seemed to me that they're both arguing still within Rabbi Yochanan's world only. Rabbi Yochanan thinks Lashon Umas Olam is a more of a Din Deraisa, at least according to, I think, the Ron said that in the beginning. So this Machlokas could only be within the world of Rabbi Yochanan, within the world of Reish Lakish, where it's a Gezerah, Ein goes in Gezerah ala Gezerah. Let's see if anybody discusses this on the side here, though. Any thoughts on that?
But then when it came out that no one, right, the first answer was the community of Lashon Umas, right, that everyone holds like Rabbi Yochanan.
Right.
And then the Ibai Sema would also be everyone holds like Rabbi Yochanan.
Exactly.
Which means that you have Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel holding like Rabbi Yochanan, and the Gemara doesn't actually reject Reish Lakish.
Right. That's true. So unless you hold, so then the question is, how could you make an exam? Unless you say Beis Hillel holds, the reason why you're not Gozerin is because he holds Reish Lakish. Right? The Machlokas is.
Here it says two options. It says, ולפזה בית הלל בין לבית הלל בין לבית שמאי כינויים לשון אומות הם וכינויי כינויים אינם נשמים כלשון אומות. That's one option, meaning that they both agree that it's לשון אומות, but כינוי זה לשון אומות, but כינוי כינויים is not considered לשון אומות. ויש מפרשים שלתיר את זה בין לבית הלל בין לבית שמאי כינויים הם לשון שבדו חכמים להיות נודר בו. You can explain it on both shitas.
I got the first one. The first one
is that you say that it could be lashon haumot.
Everyone agrees to that.
Yeah, but they say kinuim are we accept kinuim from lashon haumot, but we don't accept kinuim kinuim with lashon haumot.
Okay.
And the other one says that no, it's both hold like that it's shivadu chachamim. But they only were badu on kinuim. They didn't accept kinuye kinuim.
So I guess the question there within Reish Lakish, assuming that Reish Lakish is a din derabanan, how expansive was Reish Lakish?
Right.
That was the point. It was one takana. It wasn't two takanas. It was one takana.
Right.
So I see the Rashi here says the first pshat. They quote Rashi there for the first pshat. I don't know if the Mefarish.
The Rashba and the
Ritva. Rashba is the first one, and the Ritva is the second.
So if you look at Mefarish, I think it's the Diuk, I guess. Such a dig, but the Rashi around 10 narrow lines down, Gazunan Kinoi Kinoim, the second answer, De Asiri Atu Kinoim Atzman, De Masizin De Lashon Umos. Sounds like he's referring to, they're all working within the world of Lashon Umos, within Rabbi Yochanan, within that world, goes there on that second tier of Kinoim. But you're saying the Rashba is probably more is clearer, and the Ritva as well? I see quotes the Rashba back here, and the Mefarish on that Peshat. You look at the Rush, though. The Karen Or apparently is Medak, the Rush, the other Peshat that you said.
They quit the Ritva and the Karen Or.
Shita Mekubetzes.
Where is this Rush here?
Ritva Vashita Mekubetzes, the Yankra Ora.
I'm not seeing this in the Russian era. The Rush Dibach Kasavar? They're quoting the one Kisavar. Kisavar Lashon Badu Chachamim.
It's the prior page.
I've made for you. I think mine's on the right page.
Oh,
Vein Lanu, that one?
Yeah.
Vein Lanu, Elamashe Tiknu. They only have what they were misakin. Vegam lo gazrinan baha atu kinuim. He's explaining the other pshat, the initial pshat of the machlokas. Within that pshat, he says they also weren't gozer on the kinuim. So the Karen Or makes a diak here, I guess, how to interpret the second answer. It's not clear at all in the rush. Okay.
And maybe Kara says this is the Havamina, but then Maskana is.
Right. Maybe Maskana is, even in that world, you can be Gozer. Right. Why not Ain Gozer and Gzera Gzera? I guess because it's all one Takana.
Unless it's okay. Gzera, I don't know. Because here, are they being Marchik you from anything? Chamim, when they created this.
Yeah, because remember, they were concerned about you saying Lashem alone. Shem Shemaim Vatala. Okay, fine. The Gemara now says that the two dots, Heichidami, Kinoi, Kinoim, Dinadam. What are examples of these second tier of nicknames? So Tani Rav Yosef, Miknamna, Miknadcha, Miknasa. These are examples. Again, there's no real word. These are created by the Chamim or somehow derivatives of languages. So Heichidami, Kinoi, Kinoim, Decherem. What are examples of that? Tani, Mipasha, Charakim, I guess the Tanami Pasha is, I think, a place, maybe they learned there. The Charakim, Charachim, Charafim. And what about Kinoi, Kinoim, Dinaziros? Tani, Rav Yosef, Mechazkana, Menazcha, Mefichna. Okay, Ibai Lahu, Mifrasna Mai, Mishazna Mai, Mishazna Mai. Again, I don't know what's any of this is based on. But what about, are these words that also qualify as Kinoi, Kinoim? Amrle, Ravina, Larashi, Kinma, Mai. What about Kinma? They didn't have an answer. What about Kinma? Konim kamar al dilma kinamon bosim kamar. What is he referring to? The pasuk exactly. The spices listed in the Ketores or maybe shown Hamishcha. This Rosh HaBesamim in that pasuk. So unclear what he means by that. Amar li Rav Acha bre de Rav Chiya Rav Ashi kina. What about kinamai? Kina shatana golem kamar al dilma lashon de konim. Why says tibai? Tibai is the way the Nedarim, the Gemara Nedarim uses as teiku. There's no answer for any of these types of words. Kinui kinuim de shvua hechidami. What's an example of a second tier of nicknames for shvua? She bo shvual shvusiel shukukael shvuel shvuel ben gershom mashma. Fine, shvua. So shvua ben gershom mashma. So what do you mean? That's the son of Gershom. We all know that. Ela shvuvael shvusiel shukukael mahu. Amar shmuel amar ashivsa lo amar klum. If you say that, that's certainly nothing. The other ones are a possibility. Ashkika lo amaklum, that's also nothing, and karinsha lo amaklum. Okay, I wish I had more to say on this, but sorry.
Self-explanatory.
Yeah, the Ron and the Rashi didn't have much to say either. Actually, true, the Ron has a whole discussion here. Okay, and then finally, neder b'mohi harei l'kinuyim, we already, the Ron alluded to the Gemara here, Tani Rebbe Shmuel b'gamliel omer, ha'omer b'mohi lo amaklum, that doesn't work, b'mumsa, the Amar Mohi Hare Elu Kinuyim Lishvua. But Mumsa does work. So, let's see. Might need a round for this one, actually. Let's see.
The Mumta Damar Mohi, that Moshe said. Shamar Mohi Hare Elu Kinuyim
Lishvua. Mohi doesn't work, but Mumsi does work. What's the difference? I don't know.
One he says, right, the Mumsa Damar Mohi works.
Mumsa that Moshe said.
Uh huh. Okay, let's just read this. We'll read this Ron quickly, especially since we have a lot of time. The Ron says, Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel Omer, towards the top, Neder b'mohi l'amar klum, b'mumsa d'amar mohi d'harei l'kinum l'shvua. V'halki perusha, the Rashbag l'frushe ma'asisin also is coming to explain the mission, which he oftentimes does. D'chi katani neder b'mohi lo, d'amar b'mohi b'lchud. If you say that alone, it doesn't work. Elo d'amar b'mumsa, d'amar mohi k'lomar b'shvua shenishba moshe k'dichsivayo moshe l'shaves esayish. I'm not really sure what I'm reading, to be honest. Okay, I'm not sure the pshat here of Mohi versus Mumsa. So yeah, Moshe, we said Lashon was Moshe. Doesn't work. There's no Lashon. All you're saying is Moshe. No, Moshe did a lot of things. Why? Whenever you say the word Moshe, does that necessarily mean Shvua? But only if you say Mumsa, so that's going to be a language of Shvua that Moshe Rabbeinu may have taken. Okay. Should we do this next Mishnah?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. The Mishnah says, do the next daf also. The next two. Get a little ahead. Get ahead, ready for Tishbav, the day we can't learn. So the Mishnah says, Ha'omer l'chulin, somebody said, oh, this is a complicated one, I think. Ha'omer l'chulin, it's a low, it's a bunch of girsos here, I think. La, low, it was a dal, take us to. Okay, it says lo l'chulin. It should be l'chulin or lo l'chulin. So ha'omer l'chulin, she'ochelcha, lo kasher, v'lo dachi tahar, v'tameh, v'nosar pigal asr. If you say any of those languages, it's going to be a good neder. So lechulin is being interpreted as a low lechulin, I believe. See the Ran here? Ran says, lechulin she'ochelecha lekasher ledechi. Kulo bipsachos halamed, karinale, to pasach, la. Not lechulin, but la, la. What does it mean? Umishim hachi aser, dimishtai lo chulin ela carbon. Lo kasher ela aser. Lo dachi, which is lashon tahor. Lo dachi ela aser. The Ashkechan Hachi Gavi Heter Kedarminan Heid Yosef Ben Yoazer Al El Kimsa Shu Dachim. Right, that's a Gemara Mishan Edios. Gemara Pesachim quotes this at the end of the first parak. V'kra Namik Siv Kol Tzipor Tahor Kolomer Muteres. Hilkach Ki Amar Lo Kasher V'Lo Dachi El Aser Kamar. Okay, so when you say lachulin, it means lo lachulin, ella. So let's read that in the Mishnah again. Hamomer lachulin, shochelcha, or a person says lo kasher, or lo dachi, it should be lo tahor, no? It shouldn't be tahor alone. What do they say here? Right, it should be lo tahor. Or you say tame without lo, you say it should be tame, or you say nosar or pigo, which of course are asr, all those are going to be asr. Those in the Dar Marcha. That's being matvis on Davar Isurim. If you say Kimra, and Kimra is it's Aramaic for keves, see the Rashi here says Kimra, Shema Hare Alai Kimra, Dimashba Keves Timidim, you say this is upon me like an Imra, which is a reference to tame, which is asr, of course. Where you say kedir, Rashi says kedir behema shel karbon, a flock of animals that are designated for the karbanos, and the others say apparently isdam kedir etim, or maybe like a pile of wood that's designated for the Beis Hamikdash. If you say kedirim, the Mishnah says or keetim, Rashi's etim or mashbuk atzei hamaracha, the wood that was used, the firewood used for the mizbeach, or keishim, Rashi says the eish shel mizbeach, which is aser, or kmizbeach, which is aser, or kehechel, or kushalayim, any of these languages, neder ba'achad mikol misham shem mizbeach, or you can take a neder in any of the other types of things that are used for the mizbeach, Rashi says, what does that mean? Bechliya mizbeach, kemizrak, that which is used to throw the blood onto the mizbeach, o kemachta, machta is the pan to use to scoop up the coals in the mizbeach, aser b'oso chevet shenader bo. All those types of nedarim are going to be chal. Afa pishlo hizkir karbon hareza neder b'karbon. Even though you never mentioned karbon, but since you spoke about things related to the karbonos, that's enough for hatfasa to have the neder b'chal. Yehuda omer haomer yushlaim lo marklum. But he says if someone says yushlaim, even though the Tanakhama thought that saying yushlaim will be effective, Rabbi Yehuda thought that saying yushlaim does not work at all. So why not?
He says the rush that he didn't say the chafir, it's say ki yushlaim.
Just stam Yushalayim, aha. Right, okay, interesting. Mishnas Rishonim here quotes from the Rajba, who says, different pshat, the Yushalmi. Yushalmi says, Shalom niskavin ela la'itim lavanim sheba. When you say Yushalayim, you only refer to the sticks and stones that exist in Yushalayim, the building material, as opposed to the Kedusha of it, I guess. Okay. So two different pshatim as to why saying Yushalayim doesn't work, either because you don't say kaf, or because you're referring to the building material as opposed to the Kedusha of it. Okay, so we'll stop here again, once again earlier, but tomorrow hopefully we'll, there's a lot more Ron, but very little Gemara.
Won't be here tomorrow.